The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Practical technique for total turnaround, part 2. I'll try to be as fast as possible to pave way for other times to also thank God. It's our month of total turnaround, and that is God's intention for us. And there are some techniques, or there's a major technique that brings the turnaround in the life of a person. When you want to solve a complex calculus problem or mathematics problem, there are different kinds of techniques to arriving at the solution. Is somebody with me this morning? One of the major techniques that brings about the solution to man's problem is called thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is showing gratitude to God for something He has done for us or something we have received from Him. Thanksgiving proceeds from a grateful heart. You first thank God from a grateful heart. You possess a grateful heart. After possessing a grateful heart, you move into thanksgiving and then you move into praise. So your heart is the foundation for your life of thanksgiving. It's not possible to express outwardly a life of thanksgiving without a heart of thanksgiving. Thanksgiving has benefits. Lack of thanksgiving has consequences. Lack of thanksgiving has costs. There are implications for not thanking God. And there are blessings for thanking God. Beloved, ladies and gentlemen, wonderful people, I might not be able to adequately go through the first service outline, but I'll advise you, please get it. It will bless you a lot. I'll just touch the points and then I'll move very fast. Benefit of thanksgiving number one is access to fresh anointing. When you thank God regularly, you have access to the fresh anointing. Number two, benefit of thanksgiving is it makes God to fight for you. When you thank God regularly, Exodus 14 verse 14, I will fight for you. You will hold your peace. Thanksgivers, God fight for them. Number three, benefit of thanksgiving is that you flourish. When you thank God regularly, you flourish. Somebody here will flourish. Somebody's business here will flourish. Somebody's life here will flourish. Number four is fruitfulness. When you thank God, you suddenly become very fruitful. You become very fruitful. That is, you are able to enjoy the fat of the land. There is fatness in every land. It's only for thanksgivers. There are blessings in every land. It's only for thanksgivers. May you enjoy the good of the land. I say, may you enjoy the good of the land. May you enjoy the good of the land. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. Benefits of thanksgiving, number five, is multiplication. Everything multiplies in the hands of thanksgivers. When you are a regular thanksgiver, everything will be multiplied in your hand. What you started as a seed, as a small business yesterday, will become very great. The career you started from one corner yesterday as a small boy, all of a sudden you are there. Blessed beyond measure, just because of your gratitude, which has brought you to a new altitude. In this second service, we'll be looking at number six. Benefit of thanksgiving is that thanksgiving gives your life taste. Thanksgiving gives your life taste or meaning. When you thank God, your life suddenly has taste. Your life begins to have meaning. The life that was scattered and shattered and bastardized before, we suddenly have a bearing. Somebody's life, we have a bearing this morning. When you see a person whose life doesn't have bearing, they don't know where they are going, they don't even remember where they are coming from, they don't thank God regularly, Every woman or man that thanks God regularly, is their life has a bearing. Their life has a bearing. Their life has a bearing. They know where they are going. Their life has taste. When you see their life, you say, oh, this is a good life. When you see their family, you say, oh, this family is very wonderful. When you see everything that concerns them, there is taste. There is meaning. That will be somebody's testimony here. I said, that will be somebody's testimony here. Your life of thanksgiving will give your life taste. Will give your life a meaning. And no wonder David said in Psalm 71 and verse 7, I'm a living wonder because thou art my strong refuge. I'm a wonder to everybody because you are the one that has helped me. You are the one I'm thanking. As from today, a life of thanksgiving will be an addiction for you. I say it will be an addiction for you. Number 7, benefit of thanksgiving is that thanksgiving makes God satisfy you. When you look at the story of the 10 lepers in the book of Luke, the Bible was speaking there that these 10 lepers were healed by God, and only one of them returned back to say thank you to God. Only one. Only one. And that one, his healing was perfected. God satisfied him fully. You will be fully satisfied. You will be fully satisfied. As you thank God for that marriage, you will satisfy you with the fruit of the womb. As he satisfies you with the fruit of the womb, he will satisfy you with safe delivery. I can't hear your amen. You might not be pregnant, you might not be married, but I'm prophesying into your future. I said I'm prophesying into your future. You will get married. You will do well in that marriage. You will enjoy the blessedness of marriage. You will conceive and you will deliver safely. You will see your children and your children's children in Jesus' name. Thanksgiving makes God satisfy you. If you want to be satisfied, then be ready to thank God. If you want God to satisfy you, you see, I don't subscribe to believing that anything small cannot become great. I don't believe it. Anything you start, once you know this key, it must work. Because God loves thanksgivers. God wants he practically wants to stay with them and live with them. He stays with them. He wines and dines with them. When you pray, God will send angels. Go and give him something. Go and bless him with something. But when you are thanking God, God himself will move from his throne and come and stay with you. And be dancing with you. And be rejoicing with you. As from today, God will satisfy you. I say God will satisfy you. I say God will satisfy you. Number 8, benefit of thanksgiving is that thanksgiving makes you an achiever, early achiever. Thanksgiving makes you an achiever, early achiever, high flyer. Every early achiever is a grateful person. How many of us want to become an early achiever in life? You will become an early achiever. Your children will become an early achiever. What is the essence of buying one's first car at 85 years? That's not breakthrough. What is the essence of having a few thousand or a few thousand in your pocket when you are just 70 years? In fact, by 70 years, there are some drinks you can't drink again. There are some juice you cannot drink again. There are some non-alcoholic wine you cannot drink again. The time has passed. Somebody say it has passed. It has passed. If you don't want to knock out your pancreas, you take it, it knocks out your pancreas. The pancreas is already weak. It cannot take sweet things too much. Somebody say a big amen. So, early achievers are people who are tirelessly grateful to God so that they can achieve early. Any little thing God does, they will be thanking God. Any little thing. I remember in those days, I used to work in a particular organization and I was collecting 5,000 naira salary. When I get to work in the morning, I'll go to my little cubicle and I'll be thanking God. Ah, God, I thank you. I have a job. Ah, I'm grateful to you. Thank you so much. I'm grateful to everybody who will be looking at me and say, look at this guy. Look at this guy. Local guy. I know what I'm doing. If I'm rolling on the floor, if I'm jumping, shouting, sweating, some people will say, what is wrong with this man? He's like too much. I know what I'm doing. When you know what has brought you to where you are, if you stop it, it means you want to stop the flow of blessing. Thanksgiving is what makes early achievers. If you want to be an early achiever, learn to thank God. If you want your children to be early achievers, learn to make them grateful. Learn to show them, dance before them. Let them see how you as a parent are dancing so that they can dance and their dance step can be better than your own. Somebody say amen. You will be an early achiever. I say you will be an early achiever and your children will be early achievers. Quickly this morning, because of the non-availability of time, what are the consequences of not thanking God? In the first service, I showed us four of them. Number one is lack of thanksgiving makes one useless. Once you don't thank God, you become useless. You can't be used by God. You can get your blessing from somewhere else, but not from God. A non-thanksgiving, anybody that God knows that if I bless you, you will not come back to say thank you. You will not bless the person. That is why there are some people I won't say I fear them. I don't fear them, but I don't really have too much exorbitant respect for them. One, if a person is not serving God. Two, if a person is not thanking God. Three, if a person doesn't pray regularly. Because if you don't pray regularly and you are successful, you are drawing your power from somewhere else. If you don't thank God regularly, then it shows you are drawing power from somewhere else. And if you don't serve God, it shows that you are serving something. Man is created to serve. That's why when Moses went to fast and wait on God on the mount for 40 days before he came back, and they didn't see anybody to spur them to serve God, they quickly went and said, please, 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 give us somebody something to serve. He said, oh yeah, bring your earring. Bring this. I think that was Aaron or so. Bible scholars, are you here? Bible scholars, are you here? Was it Aaron? Yes. Yeah. Moses and Joshua, oh, they've not come back. Oh, Moses is up there. Joshua is down here. We didn't hear from them. Oh, 40 days at first. Please give us a day. Yeah, bring your earring. Gold. Bring your chain. And they matched it. Then they turned it into a gold. All of a sudden, Moses started. It was time for him to come down. And as he was coming down, he said, Joshua, I'm hearing something. Say, no. I say, I'm hearing drums. I'm hearing them dancing something. By the time he got there, man, they have started worshiping God. He was so angry. Very angry. Very, very angry. Pastors, be careful. Don't allow your members to send you to hell. He was there praying for them, but they were walking against what he was teaching them. Well, he grounded you go home and go and read where you get home. He pounded the gold and all the something. He said, yeah, begin to pour it inside water. Begin to drink it. So angry. Man is created to worship God. So please, you must be thanking God. You must be praying to him. And you must be serving him. Somebody say amen. That's a story for another day. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Lack of thanksgiving makes one useless. Number two, consequence of lack of thanksgiving is that lack of thanksgiving destroys our relationship with God. When you don't thank God regularly, your relationship with God is destroyed. That is understandable. Number three, lack of thanksgiving destroys life, just like pride and arrogance. The same consequences that pride and arrogance has, James chapter 4 and verse 6b. God resisted the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. God doesn't like proud people. The same effect that pride has is the same effect that lack of thanksgiving has. When you don't thank God, you have pitched yourself against God. Thanksgiving destroys our relationship with God. Thanksgiving destroys our life also. Nobody's life here will be destroyed. Say a louder amen. It is the life of your enemy that will be destroyed. I say it is the life of your enemy that will be destroyed. It is the life of your enemy that will be destroyed. Say a louder amen. Number four, consequence of lack of thanksgiving is that it brings stagnancy. Anybody you see that is not moving forward, they are not thanking God enough. You see, many people, if you tell them, God says you should fast for 40 days, they will fast. God says you should pray for 60 days, 60 nights, they will fast. But you say, God says we should be thanking God from this Sunday now to next Sunday, most people will not be able to do it. Yeah, I'll now be dancing for 1 week when it's not as if I have mental case. Your mentality determines your actuality. I hope you know that. So it's very, very important that we thank God so that we don't become stagnated in life. Well, number five, consequence of lack of thanksgiving is the wrath of God. Every non-thanksgiver risk the wrath of God. You can call it risk of the wrath of God. Risk, say risk. Not thanking God brings you into a risk. In Numbers 11, from verse 1, Numbers 11, verse number 1. And the people complained, and the people murmured, verse 1. God have mercy on you guys. And when the people complained, it displeased the Lord, and the Lord heard it, and his anger was kindled, and the fire of the Lord burnt among them and consumed them that were in the utmost part of the camp. Immediately they began to complain and murmur. There was a problem. Immediately they began murmuring. There was issue. And I didn't say it. The Bible said it. Immediately. Someone say immediately. And when they complained, that complaint displeased God. That complaint displeased God. That complaint displeased God. There is nothing that is wrong with you that should make you not thank this God. There is nothing that has happened to you or is happening to you that makes God a bad person. Is somebody with me this morning? Oh, yeah. There is nothing that has happened that will happen to you that will make God a bad person. You risk the wrath of God. You risk the anger of the Almighty when you become a complainer. 1 Corinthians 10 verse 10. Neither ye murmur as others murmured and were destroyed by the destroyers. Is murmuring and complaining places your life at a risk. A lot of times, when things are not working well, the natural thing is for us to be going to complain and look for people that will console us. But that is not the protocol of a child of God. People always say, that Gehazi is bad, this and that, maybe leprosy, this and that. But do you know that there's a story that involves Gehazi and the Shunammite woman and Elisha? I know you know the story very well. In 2 Kings chapter 4, that woman was the man of God would pass by, and then she would bless the man of God and give the man of God something to eat all the time. And then the Bible says that Elisha now asked Gehazi, he said, this woman, what is it that she really needs? Oh, because she never complained. She never went to Gehazi or to the man and said, I need children. And she never complained. She never went to God, hey, God, I'm angry with you. Can't you see that I'm giving seed all the time? You know, the man of God had to ask Gehazi, is there anything this woman is? Oh, I know Gehazi, I'm a boy himself. Yeah, he doesn't have children. He doesn't have children. Then, call her for me. And then as he called her, he said, by this time, next year, you already have your child in your hands. What am I trying to say? Complaining and murmuring all the time. God, you didn't do this. God, you didn't do that. Will not help you. Rejoice, and again I say, rejoice. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 4. Rejoice, and again I say, rejoice. There are some ladies, if you see them, if immediately you see them like this, you know that they are looking for a husband. Because they will be looking so dejected. Like, are you the one that God, you know? No, Rejoice. Be happy. Be excited. There are some guys, when you see them, it's as if all the problem of the world is on their head. Their eyes will be wrinkled like wrinkled clothes with starch. You know, clothes that they just that has starch. Why? Rejoice. Be glad. God is working on your problem. God is working on your situation. It is not over for you yet. It might look as if it is over for you, but Jehovah has not forgotten you. Somebody say a big amen. So let the excitement be there. Don't allow anybody to tell you it's over for you. Somebody say you are not fine. Beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. Somebody that is fine to somebody is ugly to another person. So don't worry. Some people like it big. Some people like it slim. Hey, the size that you are, somebody like it the way you are. The way you are is perfect for the person that is for you. So escape the wrath of God. Escape the wrath of God by being grateful. Somebody say, I will escape God's wrath. I will escape God's anger. I will not partake in God's anger. You can't say it very well. It's one of the best prayers I can pray for you, that God will never be angry with you. Have you seen those that God was angry with before? Go and read Exodus and see how God was, when God was angry with the children of the Egyptians. How they were plagued. How many evil happened. I don't want to go into all that because we always preach good news here. Somebody say amen. I pray for you. Say, I receive it. I pray for you. In the name of Jesus, you will never suffer God's anger. I prophesy into your life. The blessing of God is what you will be receiving. You will not receive curse from God. Number 6, consequence of lack of thanksgiving is absence of revelation. Lack of thanksgiving is what births lack of revelation. Man speaks, but God reveals. When you hear from man, it is information. When you hear from God, it is revelation. When a man speaks, it's an information. When God speaks, it is a revelation. So when you lack thanksgiving, you are revelation dry. You lack what to say. You see, if we are preaching somebody's message, won't we have finished preaching the message in all these years? If we have been dubbing somebody, maybe we listen to somebody's message, or they go to internet, or we since all these years, we would have finished the person's message. Wednesday service, Sunday service, cell fellowship, a special prayer banquet, first day, second day, third day, leaders prayer, leaders meeting, pastors preaching brekete everywhere. We would have finished the person's message if we lack thanksgiving that brings revelation. Friends, if your desire is revelation, let thanksgiving be an addiction for you. If you want revelation, you want to know what to do, you want to know where to go, let thanksgiving be something very important to you. Somebody say a big amen. As from today, you will not lack revelation. I say you will not lack revelation. You will no longer lack what to do. I say you will no longer lack what to do. In the name of Jesus. Every kingdom high flyer is a man or woman of deep revelation. Deep revelation. I see many inventors coming from here. You will be a solution in your place of work. You will be a solution in your place of work. Let me just give us one more, then we'll go to prayer this morning. Consequences of lack of thanksgiving. Number one is what? Makes a man useless. Number two, destroys relationship with God. Number three, destroys life just like pride and arrogance. Number four, bad stagnancy. Number five, it brings the wrath of God. Number six, absence of revelation. Absence of revelation. In 2 Kings chapter 3 and verse 15, when Elisha needed to have access to revelation, he said, give me a Mizrael. He said, but now bring me a Mizrael, and it shall come to pass when the Mizrael played that the hand of the Lord came upon him. He needed revelation, and as he began to, he said, give me somebody that can sing. Get me somebody from this wonderful choir to sing. And as he was, singing, there was revelation. That will be your testimony. Number 7, I think I better close my Bible here so that I'm not tempted to still continue. Number 7, consequence of lack of thanksgiving is delay. Delay. Delayed progress is a direct product of not thanking God. Not thanking God can bat delay. Delayed manifestation is a product of delayed thanksgiving. What God has done for you before is waiting for you to thank Him. When things are not working at the level you want it, thank God more. When you are not gaining speed the way you want it, thank God more. Maybe your 1 hour is not enough. Maybe your 2 hours is not enough. Take a whole day to thank God. Take a whole day to thank God. Lock yourself in your room. Thank God for 3 hours. Rest for 30 minutes. Continue again. Thank God for 3 hours. Rest for 30 minutes. Continue again. Thank God for 3 hours. Rest for 30 minutes and continue again. The more you thank God, the more the yoke of delay is broken. I've been privileged to use this a few times, and God has never failed anytime. When things are very hard, when situations are very tough, there are some buttons I press. Buttons of giving of sacrifice, button of thanksgiving and praise. Is it the problem must vamoose. The problems around you must vamoose today. They must disappear today. As I round up this morning, beloved, anyone that subscribes to Thanksgiving will not suffer delay. In that your project, thank God for it. Go to the site and thank God for it. If you have a business plan or a business certificate, place it before God and be dancing around it. One time I wanted to work in an organization in year 2000 or 2001. I wanted to work in that. I loved that organization very well, but I think I spent about 6 years there before I moved on. I wanted to work there. So I locked myself inside a room and I saw the advert of the place I wanted to work. I started thanking God. I started praising. I started appreciating God. It wasn't long. They phoned me. Hello, is this so person? Please, can you come for your test? Anyway, your guess is as good as mine. So you can thank God to remove delay. You can thank God to stop delay. This week, set out time to thank God very well. That yoke of delay will be over. Bible says in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 and 29, Matthew 11, 20, 29, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That come unto me is not only come to pray, it's come to thank me. Are you getting me this morning? Come unto me. Come and thank me. I'm hungry. I'm hungry. You are starving me. You are not thanking me. I want you to thank me. By the time you do this, your story must change. I say your story must change. I say your story must change. You will permit me. We need to stop here because of non-availability of time. I pray that the Lord will bless you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. It's a good place to clap for Jesus. It's worthy of our praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.com.